Hello, and welcome to the Escape Plan Podcast. Whether you have an existing online business or are just starting out, we show you how to plan your escape in 6 easy steps. Ready to learn and implement those simple steps? Here are your hosts, Tim Goodwin and Mark Thompson, to show you how.
Hi guys, and welcome to the Escape Plan Podcast with me, Mark Thompson, and across the other side and up a bit, Tim.
Across the other side and up a bit.
I thought I was in France for a second. I was going to say across the other side of the channel, but it's sort of the Atlantic and up a bit, isn't it?
I'm fairly sure you're like go north, turn left. I think that's what it is, isn't it?
Actually, no. It's got to be go north, turn right, because we're actually further west than you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Even though we're on the same time zone. It's really weird. Spain's on the wrong time zone.
That's very true. Yeah. Yeah,
and that, here's today's history lesson. That comes from 1936 when Franco decided to side with Adolf Hitler, and he changed the time zone, so it was in the same time zone as Germany. But we should actually be on the UK time zone.
You are a fount of pure knowledge. I love it.
I am. I can't do any marketing, isn't it? Right, today we are going to talk about something that is incredibly difficult to talk about. And what is a good offer? We were actually debating whether we should do this because, honestly, it sounds easy. Oh, yeah, what's an offer? Well, how do you decide to describe an offer? Because what's a great offer to me, a no-brainer offer, isn't the Tim. It's a rubbish offer. It's a crap offer for Tim.
Mm-hmm. So absolutely.
And I suppose we decided, yeah, we'll do this. And hopefully people start to realise that offers are only good for specific people. Does that make sense, Tim?
It does. This is why, you know, drilling down and figuring out who you're actually talking to in the first place is important first. Yeah. You know, you can't kind of create your offer until you've actually figured out who you're actually going to sell it to. Because ultimately your pocket of people or your ideal avatar or, you know, your customer persona or whatever you want to describe them as, you have to nail that down first, because ultimately, if you don't know who that person is, you can't create an offer for them. So, which is essentially what is a good offer. It's the right offer for the right person at the right time.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought we'd actually give a sort of example. So about a month ago now, Uncle Dave of this parish said to me, Mark, you have to buy this. And it was ConvertBox. And I looked at it. I saw that I could segment people right from the time they start to opt in. And I literally bought it straight away. Okay. I didn't even consider that the price was a factor. Now, normally speaking, spending $297 on a product would make me stop and pause. It didn't even register that I was spending nearly $300 on it, because it was the exact right product at the right time for me. Now, other people would look at it and go, well, why would I want that? So for them, it's not a good offer. But for me, it was perfect.
So another example is something that would be completely useless to Mark, but perfect for me in the last week. I think it's the last week. There's a product which I've been kind of dabbling and playing around with, and it's taken a little bit longer to discover whether it's right for me or not. And it's a product called Helium 10. Now, Helium 10, if you're in the Amazon seller central kind of, you know, fulfilled by Amazon world, you're selling physical products on Amazon, you'll generally know about Helium 10. Now, Helium 10 is not cheap. It's $97 per month. And I've been kind of umming and ahhing about it for a long time. And I was like, right, I'm going to spend $97. Yeah, I can cancel it afterwards if I want to, but I'm going to give it a go for, you know, 30 days, see how worthwhile it is. And, you know, I looked at all of the reviews. I looked at like the sales page, you know, saw what other people were talking about and what they were getting out of it. And I was like, okay, that sounds like the right thing for me right now, because those are the functions and features and things I need or want, I feel I need to be able to progress my Amazon, the Amazon side of my business. Yeah. And once you dive in, you go, yes, no, that's the right thing. $97, yes, it's a lot of money, $97 a month. But I know that the work that I've done on it in the last, you know, week has been worth way more than 97 that I've actually like spent on it. So it was the right offer for me. And we're going to talk about price as well and how price is not necessarily relevant, but you can ultimately, you've still got to kind of consider it to a certain degree, whether people justify it or not, but it's not as relevant as people believe it is. People think your offer is also how much is the discount that they're going to get.
Yeah. Karen.
Go on.
I was going to say with them. So if you're an affiliate marketer, do not think that this does not apply to you. It applies to the offer applies to affiliates as well as product owners and course creators, because if you're selling, let's say you're selling a camera. Okay, so you're promoting an affiliate program and you're selling a Canon D50, 60, whatever they're called now. Okay, so you're selling a top of the range Canon camera. If you structure the offer where you're giving bonuses, etc., you're going to make more sales.
Yep.
Right? But it can't be any bonus. It has to be a bonus. You'll see where I'm going with this in a minute. It has to be a bonus that's related to that camera. And when you, even as a, when you're as a product creator, you're creating an offer, the content of that offer has to be obviously related to what you're selling. So it doesn't matter who you are, what you're doing, it's all got to relate and has to have a certain amount of synchronicity.
See, ultimately, like, you know, it all comes back to that, you know, who it is you're talking to and all that kind of thing. And, I've got various different products, you know, aimed at different people. And I was at an event last week. We were exhibiting at a local bike show or a bike event here in Scotland. And we had our Lean Greens products on the stand. Now, for the vast majority of the people who are competing, it's like there's, you know, say, for example, there were 600 riders for the main event. Now, the top sort of like 10% of those people, they're not our ideal client. However, the other sort of 540 competitors, they are our ideal client.
Yeah.
Because they're enthusiasts, they're not like the top pros, they're the guys that are, you know, just the weekend warriors, if you like, and they just want to find something that is A, going to help their health, and also B, you know, maybe improve their performance slightly.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can put, you know, certain messaging and the way that we talk to those people specifically to them. And that's really where you start to structure an offer for that particular person. It's not necessarily about the bonuses. I don't necessarily believe that it needs to be. However, saying that, we had a starter pack which had our, you know, 250-gram tub, plus it came with a shaker, plus it came with a, you know, a nutrition guide. And it's like those are like almost like your bonuses on top of it. And it's kind of like helping push people over the edge to taking an action. And that's really how you're ultimately going to structure your offers to those particular people. It's more about who the person is, how it's going to relate to them first, and then the bonuses are kind of like pushing people over the edge.
So you brought up a really important point there.
Did I?
So yes, you did. Funnily enough, for a change.
Hey.
So you sell a tub of Lean Greens. Okay, it's a green powder in a black tub. Last weekend, your offer was for Lean Greens, selling it to people who ride bikes competitively who aren't at the top of the game.
Yep.
Right? Now, this weekend, that exact same black plastic tub with green powder in it could be the perfect thing for a woman who's slightly overweight, wants to get back fit and is starting to go back to the gym again.
Yep. So absolutely.
It's exactly the same offer, but you're going to present it in two completely different ways. So this is the important point that I'm getting to. The product isn't the offer.
Mm-hmm.
I knew we'd get something good out of this, Tim. But seriously, the product isn't the offer. People make that mistake all the time. Okay, yeah, this is my offer. No, that's your product. What is your offer? And your offer is how you present your product to people.
It was interesting talking to people at the event because there was a good mix of people that we were talking to. So there was mountain bikers, there was people doing road biking, there was also locals who had come down to the event because it's an event in the town.
And nothing happens there anyway.
Nothing happens there anyway. But they were coming down to the event and, you know, they're not into cycling, but they're interested in it. And so you start having different conversations with different types of people. Mm. So, you know, and it got me thinking about, okay, well, how do I talk to these people? What words am I using? What questions am I asking them first? And it's, you know, trying to figure out who the person is first before I actually try and sell them something.
Yeah.
And not necessarily sell them something, but also just creating a connection and an engagement with that person in the correct way before I make the right offer to that particular person. So it's all about adaptation. And it got me thinking about, you know, our website. It's like, well, how do we segment? How do we split somebody who is an athlete looking to improve their performance from those, you know, from Mrs. Jones with two kids looking to lose a couple of pounds and, you know, improve her health kind of thing. So, you know, you're going to have different messages, different offers on your website. So you might have like 3 or 4 or 5 different landing pages with different offers for different audiences.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing you're going to kind of get your head around. And it's like, you know, don't think that you've got to create all of them all at the same time, but start with one audience and go, okay, I'm going to create a landing page specifically to Mrs. Jones with, you know, two kids and who wants to lose a couple of pounds, but a completely different landing page for somebody who's a mountain biker who wants to improve their performance a little bit.
Yeah. So it's a really, once people start to get this concept that it's not the product, what product you're selling.
Mm.
It's not the thing on Amazon. It's not the course. It's not that's just the product. That's not the offer. The offer is how you differentiate it from everyone else in the market and how you present the benefits to the right people and finding the right people.
I just muted my microphone then because I thought I was about to sneeze, but I'm not.
I've been sneezing all morning.
Hey, fever, love it. Right, go on, sorry.
I don't normally get it. It's really weird. However, so yeah, it's. I think that the first, we give you a step by step guide on what to do to craft a great offer. Mm. Look at your product. Who is the ideal buyer for your product? Okay, so that is going to be the right person. What message can you create around the benefits of your product that will present it to that person and will make that person realize that your product is the perfect solution to their problem? So you've got to inform people that you've got to find a way of informing people that what your product is a perfect solution. Okay, sometimes you have to actually invent the problem so they know that they've got it, which is another really hard concept to get your head around sometimes.
So, I know we talked about it before. I always think about it in terms of outcomes. It's like, okay, so what outcomes does that particular person want?
Yeah.
That then gives me a much stronger idea of what the offer is going to be. So, because the offer is essentially what outcome are they going to get from this thing?
Yeah, exactly. You keep talking. I just want to call something up that I can quote from.
Oh no, I've got to keep talking. I've got to.
It's going to be 2 seconds, and this is something that's really awesome. This is from How to Shave Your Coochie.
I knew that was going to come at some point.
Yeah, so I'm just opening this up, and this is a report that Peter Sparpin did. Hi, Peter. It was a bonus type thing, a report, and it got a lot of things. However, there is, I think it's even on the first page, and it's the most useful thing you'll read, okay? It is, you've got two options when you're marketing to people. You can tell them, or you can make them feel, okay? So you can tell someone that they're fat and introduce a solution,
yeah.
Or you can make them feel fat and introduce a solution, okay? Option two is the one you should always go with.
If you get to the feels, man.
Yeah, lots of feels. If you can make people feel overweight, fat, that they're going down the wrong path with their life, that back pain they've got can be fixed and stuff like that. If they start to believe and feel stuff, and you give them their solution, you're going to make sales. So go with the emotions.
Hit with the feels.
Yep. So it's really, really, as I said at the start, it's a really difficult topic to talk about because it is, what's the word we're looking for? It's like airy-fairy. it's a concept, right? An offer is a concept because it's not the same for you and me. A really great offer for me is not a great offer for Tim. So what you have to do is find a really great offer for me and a really great offer you can present to Tim. And that's really how you do it.
The only other thing that we've got written down to talk about, and we kind of touched on it earlier, is that whole pricing is not relevant.
Yeah.
And, you know, to give you kind of an example of how that is, somebody wants to get fit and healthy, and they feel that they've got to go and do some training of some description.
Yeah.
When I ran my group training program in Luxembourg 10 years ago now, thing called Forest Fit, people would come out into the forest three times a week and train with me. They would pay me 167 euros per month to come and train with me out in the forest with 15, 20 other people all at the same time. Now, the average gym membership in Luxembourg at that time was around about 60 euros per month. So why would somebody pay, you know, almost three times as much to come and train with me just three yeah. times with no facilities other than what was in the open air compared to going into a nice, shiny gym with all the equipment and showers and changing rooms and all that kind of stuff? And it's like, it was the offer. And the offer was, you know, come and train in an environment that you want to train in. You don't want to go into one of those horrible smelly gyms and, like, you know, feel intimidated by the, you know, the big burly guys doing weightlifting in the corner and, you know, that you're going to be compared with all of the skinny bean poles in their, you know, yoga pants doing, like, you know. you know,
that's not going to leave my head today, is it?
But ultimately, that was what the offer was. It was yeah. come out and enjoy training in an environment with a group of like-minded people and pay me three times as much for it. Pricing was not the most relevant factor in yeah. this.
It rarely is.
That was the point. It's like yeah. they're still getting the outcome ultimately of training. And really, the outcomes that we were promising were better results than you would get at a gym, because you're actually enjoying the training.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, pricing was not the key factor in the decision-making process for them to come out.
Yeah, exactly. And that is really the only things you need to remember. So
yep.
let's summarize. Pricing doesn't matter, okay? It's very rarely a factor in the offer. Offer should be structured. Offer is not your product. Your product is not the offer. And the offer should be structured so it appeals to a certain group of people.
Ultimately, it's about, you know, putting the right thing in front of the right person at the right time.
Yeah. Which is easy to say, but it's difficult to do.
It is difficult. And, you know, don't underestimate, you know, we're trying to make this sound easier than it is, but it never is. And it's like, it's the one thing, if I would spend more time on anything else, is exactly this, which yeah. is offer creation. how can I, you know, develop my product pages so that more people will invest? How can I make a different landing page and drive a specific targeted traffic to that? Yeah. What's the offer that's going to be in front of them? And it's offer creation, crafting that offer is so important. And it's not just about copy. It's about, you know, all of the media on the page and how it relates to the people, the person that you're driving to that page. So that's the offer in essence.
I mean, if you actually get the right offer, you don't have to worry about the sales page. You don't have to worry about anything. You can with the right offer, you can sell the offer with the minimum amount of effort. People aren't even going to... You don't have to try all these tricks for scarcity. All the other type of things that people do, countdown timers, all stuff like that. You don't have to do it.
Because that was interesting, actually, with the ConvertBox thing. I couldn't recall any scarcity other than saying this might change to be a monthly thing at some point, a monthly charge. That was the only scarcity on it. And it was like, well, that's not really like that strong a scarcity. It's like the offer was, it's, you know, what the outcomes were. You know, that's what it really pushed upon.
Yeah. It allows me to segment my leads even before they get on the list, which is massive. And it allows me to present different opt-in forms to different people based on the actions they take. That's massive. It's stuff I want. It's powerful stuff. It's stuff I wanted. They didn't have to worry about like free trials and countdown timers and stuff like that because they nailed the offer.
Cool.
Hallelujah.
I think we've nailed that one. So
yeah, thank God for that. We'll never have to do this one again.
We're never going to talk about this one again. No. It's actually, you know, one other thing that we wanted to talk about very briefly is which way did we describe this? Was it big income, small list, or is it small list?
I'm going to blame you for this. Because you sent me a text message, went, small list, big income is awesome. So I went and bought it, set everything up, and then the next message I got from you, oh, actually, big income, small list is better.
Now, I'm going to blame Michael Christen for that because he said to me that it was the wrong way around. it's a program that Mark is spending a huge amount of time and effort putting together at the moment. We did a webinar for it last week, and I appreciate that you might be listening to this some way down the line. But ultimately, go check out what's the domain name,
it
Mark.
Will be, right, it will be, right. At the moment, try small income.
Small income?
I got it wrong. Yeah, small income. Small list, big income.
.com.
I put a list. There's a waiting list there. But cool. When it goes live to the public, it will be big income, small list .com. I knew I'd get that wrong.
It'll be in the show notes.
Yeah,
there
exactly. But yeah, so, and one of the key parts of this
is the offer.
About offers.
Yeah. that was where I was getting to with this. Yeah. Ultimately.
shall I be a little bit honest now? I recorded the offer video yesterday.
Did you?
It took me 5 attempts. Because I was just recording going, no, I haven't got it. I haven't nailed it. I haven't nailed it. Nope. Finally nailed it.
Dear. So basically in the course, Mark will be going into more detail about crafting offers and how you actually put all this together. So if that's of interest, if you really want to take this further, and we think this is one of the key parts of being a marketer and being successful with your online businesses and offline businesses, go check out Big Income Small Lists or smalllistbigincome.com, whichever way round it is. It'll be one
both will work, and at one point one will redirect to another.
There you go. I think that's it, isn't it? Thanks very much for that.
Yeah, I told you that would be easy, didn't I?
Yeah. There we go. We didn't even swear, did we?
No, we didn't. We've been really good today. Right, anyway, that's it from us two tossers. Speak to you next week, guys. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Escape Plan Podcast. For show notes and resources, head over to escapeplanuncut.com.